On July 7th, 1865, the sentences are carried out for the first assassination of a president in the history of the nation. And Mary Surratt becomes the first woman ever to be executed by the United States federal government when she joins Powell, Atzerodt, and Harold on a scaffold at the Old Arsenal Penitentiary. In an interview 10 years later, the former president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, states simply, "Next to the destruction of the Confederacy, the death of Abraham Lincoln was the darkest day the South has ever known." Tad Lincoln learned of his father's assassination while attending Aladdin at Grover's Theater. He died of heart failure 6 years later. Briefly committed to an asylum by her only surviving son, Robert, Mary Todd Lincoln died in Springfield, 17 years after the assassination of her husband. John Wilkes Booth's body was buried in a storage room at the Old Arsenal Penitentiary, then in a warehouse, and finally interred in Greenmount Cemetery in Baltimore, Maryland, 4 years after the killing of Abraham Lincoln. 10 weeks after the president's death, the Civil War was over, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Declaration was realized, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.